Welcome to Radio Rebel Gill. This is Patty Cash 51. It's Finian Fun under the sun, with or without a gun. I am your weatherman. The forecast is turbulent Irish rebel lightning and Celtic thunder from down under and all around the world with that rebel flag unfurled. We're going to have new music by Ballymoon Boot Boys, by the Rum Jacks, by Bible Code Sundays, Ray Collins, and so many others. So keep on listening here at Radio Rebel Gail. Patty Prohl News and Views as well with DJ Mick Bossy, as usual, in the Vanilla Gorilla. That's me speaking, Rory D, here at Radio Rebel Gail. Keep on listening. And new Celtic hip hop by Belfast hip hop artist Jun Zhu, as well as Kali and Belfast native Karen Murphy, here at Radio Rebel Gang.
Why, Francie? Why? Could it have broken your poor mother's heart?
I'm sorry, Mr. Larry.
When I was a young lad, 20 or 30 or 40 years ago, I lived in a small town where they were all after me on account of what I'd done on Mrs. Nugent.
We'll be right back.
That was Bible Code Sundays with Blue Bay Pirates. Great tribute to Grace O'Malley, the High Queen of the Irish Seas. And it's a good tribute to anybody who traces their ancestry to County Mayo or someone who's currently living in Mayo. Anyone who has the pirate, Indian Buccaneer spirit. Blue Bay Pirates from Bible Code Sunday's latest full-length CD, Boots or No Boots. That was a request by, I believe, John in Woodside, Queens. We need to hear some more Bible Code Sunday, so if you're listening, John, that's for you, buddy. Next tune is going to be The Gentleman from Morgantown, West Virginia. Great patty punk band from Appalachia. The song is Seas of Beauty.
Dude, I know what you're gonna say, and I am so completely...
Wait. Shh, 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 shh. The only reason we die is because we accept it as an inevitability.
Hey, It's heading for New York City. Cargo wealth untold. She ran into an iceberg. She sank in the water so cold. Well, the mighty ship she was sinking. The cold, dark, icy sea. The last the band was heard to play was "Hear My God." Sailor, they went down the same. The skipper, ensnared by his own cunning. Oh, the slayer now died with the slain. Well, mighty ship, she was sinking. The cold, dark, icy sea. The last the band was heard to play was "Hear My God."
A short tribute to the sea, to the ocean, and everything that can happen on it, like the Titanic. Sinking, unfortunately, you had to be a damn good swimmer to survive that sinking, right? But you know what? The Langers Ball did a great version of that old American folk song, and their music was "A Swimmer, Not a Sinker." Right before that, we had "Seas of Beauty" by the Gentlemen from their latest full-length CD, "Stick to Your Guns." Now, these guys really impressed me. I haven't been this impressed since I first heard the Dropkick Murphys in the early 90s. These guys bring this Appalachian mountain melody spirit to old-school Patti Punk flavor, and it's a musical lifesaver. But check them out, man. "Stick to Your Guns" by the Gentlemen. Check them out by going to www.myspace.com/thefreakinggentlemen. And what can I say? This next tune's going to take us to Jersey with an old school Celtic rock band originally from Hoboken. Strangely enough, they're now based in Alexandria, Virginia. Wherever they lay down their head at the end of the day, whichever town they call their home, they're still a great band. Hope you enjoyed this tune by Ice Wagon Flu.
As we lie in the snow, when the devil takes me by the hand and drags me down below, yeah, Billy Idol-Dee, Billy Idol-Dum, I left standing at the bar with vodka and my rum. Billy Idol-Dee, Billy Idol-Dum, I told her I would be right back, but never will I come. Billy Idol-Dee. That day yet to come.
I was listening to the radio in a car in Melbourne, and I especially hate pop station fucking DJs, drivelers, fucking blah 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 blah. Right? Fucking hate them. Oh, and at 2 o'clock we've got Willie Schmilly, who's doing the golden oldies, and we'll competition what height is Stevie Wonder, and at 3 o'clock big Harry McNally, and he's got, oh, it's a good show, easy listening. I thought, what? Easy listening, what the fuck is that? Listening is easy. You stay awake and it happens in fucking spite of you. Easy fucking, what are you talking about, you dick? Now there's a basic expression for you, easy listening. I want a fucking difficult listening show. No, 3 o'clock, it's the difficult listening show with Billy Connolly. Take it away, Bill.
The lonely schizophrenic, that crazy bastard, that crazy Dubliner. A little tune called I Miss Me Da. Some dark comedy for you. From the streets of Dublin. Now, a little bit more about this guy. The Lonely Schizophrenic is a dynamic duo made up of Anto Kane and Schnarf. Schnarf is Ado Smith. Together, they are the Organization of Mental Terrorism. At least that's what they say on the MySpace page. For more information, go to www.myspace.com/The Lonely Schizophrenic. And as they say on their MySpace page, we are not a boy band. I believe you. I believe you, Lonely Schizophrenic. They write and play the original style comedy songs for your amusement. They say, we don't take this shit seriously at all. It's all about having a bit of crack, so you shouldn't take us seriously, neither. I understand. I mean, how can you take a song like that seriously? Otherwise, you probably end up a lonely schizophrenic, right? But brilliant, great Patty Punk from the streets of Dublin. Cheers to the Lonely Schizophrenic. And all lonely schizophrenics around the world, unite and listen to this band. Just brilliant. Right before that, we had You Know Who. Yes, indeed. From the streets of Jersey, originally Matt, based in Alexandria, Virginia. Why the hell they're down there, I don't know. But the music is still cracking. Soda and Whiskey from their Off the Wagon album, Ice Wagon Flute. Now it's about time we go back to Dublin with this Northside Dublin legend known as the Ballymun Boot Boys with a great great song about a girlfriend that is not your typical girlfriend. Hope you enjoyed the song.
About music is that it allows you to become spirit just for a little while. And music is very corporate these days. This old MP, I'm so fed up paying $24.99 for a disc of shit. This old MP3 thing. These high-powered music executives who are telling us to stop downloading music from the internet. You can't be having that stuff for free. We've got billionaires to protect. And I say, fuck them. Let's keep doing it. For every Napster and Papster they destroy, we'll employ another one of Donald Duck's nephews to take his place. These people are only trying to scare us, folks. You know, we've been through this before. I don't know if many of you remember the whole taping songs from the radio crisis.
And how that nearly crippled the music industry. We had them worried then, didn't we?
Last month's killings of two soldiers and a policeman in Northern Ireland was not murder, it was an act of war. That's what members of a hardline dissident Republican group told our Ireland correspondent Henry MacDonald. Republican Sinn Féin, that's a political group aligned to the dissident paramilitaries the Continuity IRA, predicted there would be more such attacks. Josephine Hayden, a former Continuity IRA prisoner who was convicted in connection to an arms find 9 years ago in the Irish Republic, was at the press conference in West Belfast.
And it was inevitable, and it was resistance as far as I'd be concerned. Yes, it was resistance.
So it wasn't murder in your view?
No.
What would you define it as then?
I would define it as they were a foreign army who were actually training here in my country to go to Afghanistan to commit. They would be committing murder out there in Afghanistan. They were training here to go to Afghanistan, where hundreds and thousands of civilians have been killed as well. I don't think we should be a training ground for any British Army regiments to be practicing here while they go off and do something else somewhere else. But once there's an occupation here, and the country is occupied, people might want to pretend that everything is fine and rosy, and you can brush everything under the carpet. But the more you brush under the carpet, the bigger the pile gets. And if the bottom line is the British Army are here, you have British rule from Stormont, and you have the likes of Martin McGuinness, who he asked the very same questions of Martin McGuinness 30 years ago like you're asking us now. And I would have likened to say to him and Mally that, like, it's not inevitable that people turn their coats and put on the armour of the state and then repress the very people that they fought beside, because it doesn't have to be that way.
Well, from what you're saying, it seems to me that you're saying there will be more such acts. I mean, if you say they're inevitable, is that right?
Well, I have no inside knowledge that there will be, but to me it's inevitable that it will happen. It is inevitable. You will always fight. Oppression breeds resistance, and the people within the six occupied counties are being oppressed and repressed. It doesn't matter what's been said in Stormont, that's the bottom line.
Now, your colleague Mr. Walsh was asked about the traitor epithet that was used by Martin McGuinness. He said that they were guilty, that leadership, of the severest form of treachery. Do you agree with that?
I think that'll be Martin McGuinness's epitaph. It'll be written in his tombstone. Be one of the things he's remembered for, as far as I'm concerned. Again, go back 30 years. Martin McGuinness was out fighting the likes of the occupation. He's not fighting that occupation anymore. He's part and parcel of the occupation. I think he's an awful nerve to say such a thing. Most certainly the Irish people are not traitors. He'd want to look a bit closer to his own heart and his own home.
And what about people who work on, for example, police partnership boards? Are they in the same category?
Well, you see, while you have the situation that you have, the policing boards, again, they're British policing boards. The RUC are British police. And while you have all that storm and thing, implementing British rule, I suppose, while you have all that, you can't have a normal policing board.
Josephine Hayden talking to Henry MacDonald.
That was indeed former Continuity IRA political prisoner Josephine Hayden talking about the recent elimination of British soldiers this year. That was recorded March 26, 2009. Brief interview with Josephine Hayden. God bless her. One of those rare examples, rare these days, didn't used to be, of a true Irish heroine speaking the truth about British brutality, British oppression, and she speaks a lot of truth, especially when she says oppression breeds resistance. Wise words indeed. And speaking about the elimination of those British soldiers at the Massarine Barracks earlier in this year, great interview with a brilliant Irish heroine, Josephine Hayden. Now I wanted to play some music by a New York Celtic rock band known as Cruel Seamus. It's a tribute to a woman just like Josephine Hayden. Hope you enjoy it as much as I do.
Pint of beer. I'll tell you, dear, my story here of how I came to be. So sit right down on this bed of down and turn your ear to me. My father, Jim, God rest his soul, he died before my birth. Well, they shot him dead right through the head outside the GPO. My Molly, oh. My mother, Molly, may she rest in peace. She raised us the best she could, but she had 13, a birthing machine. There's not much she could do. Four brothers died, they killed their brain, they killed their heart too. These words combined to seal my cursed way. Sarah McBride, dead or alive, she's the queen of the IRA. I'd not go to prison and face the hell, so to the sea I had to turn. I paid my way to America to start my life anew. And nevermore did I see the shores of the home that I once knew. My kids have grown, 13 of my own, none of whom
call me near in this my dying hour. You feel no grief for this fallen leaf who has dropped so far from your tree. Was once your child is doubting and mild and means nothing to me.
That was Cruel Seamus from the New York City metro area, from their debut full-length CD, The Irish Wake of Cruel Seamus. Cruel Seamus, great Celtic rock band with former members of, I believe, Gale Force and a few other bands. But that was just a brilliant tribute to Irish female freedom fighters, Irish heroines, Queen of the IRA. Check them out by going to www.cruelseamus.com or www.myspace.com/cruelseamus. Check them out. Right before that, we had that Aussie Patty Punk band that we've all become so familiar with and always enjoying their cracking music. The Rum Jacks with I'll Tell Me Ma from their Hung, Drawn, and Quartered EP. Right before that, it was Ballymoon Boot Boys' brand new tune by this Celtic rock meets mod rock band, the Ballymoon Boot Boys with My Girlfriend is a Porn Star. Interesting little tune. A lot of people might wonder, hey, what's going on with these Ballymoon Boot Boys? Where are they from? What are they all about? You know, I felt the same way. They're just such a mysterious new Northside Celtic rock band, new in the Celtic rock scene. And according to their website, you can find it by going to www.myspace.com/Ballymoon Boot Boys. Ballymoon is spelled B-A-L-L-Y-M-U-N. They're a legend that will last a lunchtime, their MySpace page says. The song Ballymoon Boot Boys Rule is our return to music after many years of wandering and leaving music behind. On my holidays back to Ireland, I've seen many changes, says Lee Larkin, lead singer. In a way, it's like time travel. You leave, you come back, and it's all changed. That first song is about not forgetting your past, remembering the good times and how we'll always be a part of you. Lee Larkin is lead vocalist, lead guitarist, and drummer. Jimmy Riddle on vocals and bass guitar, and you got Johnny B on vocals and guitar. But speaking of a brilliant Dublin bass band, this next band is a brilliant Belfast musician that really needs no introduction. It's Kieran Murphy from his brand new full-length CD. The name of that is Once Upon a Time in Ireland. Hope you enjoyed as much as the Ballymoon Boot Boys.
While the fallout from a civil war, it fell like bricks on you. For they blame men for their father's deeds back in 1922. Then the blue shirts cut the veterans down, and your widowed mother too, and yous walk without a shoe, and yous walk without a shoe, and yous walk without a shoe. So you set up home in Chorley Town, many women's hearts you'd won. And you worked to send the shillings back, for you were the eldest son. But they called you up and made you wear a berry and a gun. And you walked the Cypress sun, and you walked the Cypress sun, and you walked the Cypress sun. And But the fire water found your heart, and you couldn't find the goal. Oh, the whiskey had your soul. Oh, the whiskey had your soul. Oh, the whiskey had your soul. But that conscripted British uniform, it weighed heavy on your back. So you fell in with your father's men on the day that you got back. And the native farmers sung your praise. Of the rebels they would shout when you burned the landlords out. When you burned the landlords out. When you burned the landlords out. But the fire water found your heart, and you couldn't find a goal. No, the whiskey had your soul. Oh, the whiskey had your soul. Oh, the whiskey had your soul. And you marched the streets of Lurgan in the early summer sun. You put me on your shoulders that day in 81. And it wasn't Thatcher's battens had you weeping as we fled. No, you cried for 10 men dead. Oh, you cried for 10 men dead. Oh, you cried for 10 men dead. But the fire water found your heart, and you couldn't find a goal. Oh, the whiskey had your soul. Oh, the whiskey had your soul. Oh, the whiskey had your soul. And for 20 years your throat stayed dry, but you never found a goal. No, the whiskey had your soul. Oh, the whiskey had your soul. Oh, the whiskey had your soul.
That was Karen Murphy, You Cried for 10 Men Dead. Brilliant tribute to the Irish heroes, to the brave 10 hunger strikers, and those who continue on the fight in Northern Ireland, fighting for national liberation and social justice, for a socialist republic. Cheers to Kieran Murphy. That was from his latest full-length CD, Once Upon a Time in Ireland. And now that we're on the subject of great Belfast music, it behooves me to play some Ray Collins for you. This is a great tribute to a friend of Ray, a neighbor actually, who was killed during the Troubles. Hope you enjoy it as much as I do.
Town one Sunday in the year of 84, we marched up the Falls Road as we had done of times before. The RUC were out in force with their British Army chums, hell bent on violence 'neath that bright summer sun. They started to harass us, to provoke and to goad, surrounded us on all sides on the Andytown Road, firing plastic bullets to try keep us down. They're the RUC bully boys in Belfast town. The young man came running, his name was Sean Downs, trying to defend his neighbors all scattered on the ground. A plastic bullet gun blast that smoke filled the air. Sean Downs' young wife and family were thrown in despair. Trophies lie down. The RUC bully boys in Belfast town. Brave Sean Downs at August Day was cruelly laid by a plastic bullet fired from the gun of a cowardly foe. Protest and dissension is brutally put down by the RUC bully boys in Belfast town. An RUC bully boy shot him dead in cold blood with a plastic baton round. Their battle cry has always been, make the crappies lie down. They're the RUC bully boys in Belfast town. Sean Downs' young life that day was crushed at point blank range by a bigoted police force that will never really change. A phony inquiry and then a whitewash slate, exoneration for an agent of a corrupt orange state. An RUC bully boy murdered Sean Downs, shot him dead in cold blood with a plastic baton round. Their battle cry has always been, make the crappies lie down. They're the RUC bully boys in Belfast town. An RUC bully boy murdered Sean Downs, shot him dead in cold blood with a plastic baton round. Their battle cry has always been, make the crappies lie down. They're the RUC bully boys in Belfast town. The RUC bully boys in Belfast town.
In Northern Ireland, there's a lot of political bigotry going on. And if they heard that I was saying in my raps, they would be going mental. They'd be there saying some shit like this.
Who's this wee sh**? Johnny?
John Sue?
For f**k's sake.
Here we lad, you've got the look of your da, but it doesn't sound like you're saying forgotten Ulster. Sounds like you're saying oh chuck of your la. He's supporting the tigs, we lad, he's supporting the rah. You f**k traitor, they have to cut open your neck with a rusty razor. We Johnny, you're a mad dog, you should pray to your dad's god. Cause if you come back to Belfast, we'll blow your f**k caps off. Cause you sound like a dirty wee finion in your rap song. You prepared to get shat, son. You're disrespecting our f**k cause. In your speeches, you f**k need it. Can't believe it that you're not even a finion. This is treason, we have every reason to stick a gun into your knees and put a bullet through and leave you bleeding, you wee f**k. Yeah.
Here, Johnny, are you f**k mad? You're gonna get locked up longer than your dad. And you used to be a good wee lad. What the f**k happened to you? Here, Johnny, are you f**k mad? You're gonna get locked up longer than your dad. And you used to be a good wee lad. What the f**k happened to you?
Don't tell me you think I've got weak raps. There's people overseas that wanna see me kneecap for the shit that I've spat. But I'ma keep spitting like a true Irish soldier roaming through the streets of Britain. I speak like a Christian, but without a systematic system. So put a fully automatic in my hand and watch me blitz him. None of the bullets will miss him, every single one will hit him. Cause I'm not playing when I'm spitting. I'm not British, I don't come from Britain. I was just born on the British side of the division in this Irish prison. I wish I was living high in the skies above this blizzard, but I'm not. I might catch myself a deep incision into my flesh from a British blade. My dad was in the UVF, but I'm not British made. You have to go back to the roots if you're looking for the facts and you're seeking for the truth, mate. I smell the shit in your boots, mate.
Hey, Johnny, are you fucking mad? You're gonna get locked up longer than your dad. And you used to be a good wee lad. What the f- happened to you? Here, Johnny, are you fucking mad? You're gonna get locked up longer than your dad. And you used to be a good wee lad. What the fuck happened to you?
That was June Zoo, great Belfast hip-hop artist from the streets of Belfast. So we're kind of ending a Belfast block of music. A little bit about the man you just heard. June Zoo, I believe it's pronounced. Just go to www.myspace.com/ June as in J-U-N, Zoo, T-Z-U, just like the Art of War, Zinzu, I think it is. But you can find out more about his new release, The Troubles, his full-length CD. Is it John or June Zoo? Well, I don't really know, but you heard the tune. It was brilliant. It was called Wee Johnny, so maybe it's John Zoo, I'm going to guess. Jonathan Hamilton is something out of the ordinary when it comes to his music. I'm reading this from his MySpace page that I just listed. Known in the music world as John Zoo, the 21-year-old has already suffered some controversy for the unusually political slant on his lyrics. John started writing poetry when he was just 9 years old. He traveled around the world with his father, who was a traveling Christian preacher at the time. John has since won numerous awards for his poetry inspired by his Irish heritage. His lyrics are both poetic and political, describing his experiences of growing up in Northern Ireland, views on religion, his own take on the rising violence on the streets of Manchester, where he lives now. But to find out more about his new full-length CD, just go to www.freeportrecords.com. Once again, www.freeportrecords.com. Great Belfast hip-hop artist. And I believe we're going to kickstart a short tribute to Celtic hip-hop. I just had to get into that spirit after hearing John Zoo. Hope you understand. But before that, we had Ray Collins, another brilliant Irish rebel Belfast musician, now living in New York City. And I was mistaken when I said the song you just heard, The Ballad of Sean Downes, was about a man that Ray Collins personally knew. Actually, that's The Ballad of Gerald McCauley, which is on the same release. The release is called 1969, August 1984. A tribute to both Gerald McCauley and Sean Downes. Gerald McCauley was Ray Collins' next-door neighbor in Collinwood Street. He was shot dead by a loyalist gunman while defending his neighbors who were being burned out of their homes by a loyalist mob in Bombay Street in Belfast in August of 1969. Gerald was a member of Na Fianna Éireann, and Sean Downs, the man you just heard the song about, Ballad of Sean Downs by Ray Collins, was a young man who was killed in August 1984 by an RUC officer outside Ray Collins' former home in Andersontown in Belfast. He died trying to defend protesters who were being attacked by the RUC and the British Army during an anti-internment commemoration rally. Cheers to Ray for sending that brilliant music. If you want to hear more music, or you want to get a CD by Ray, just go to www.myspace.com/RayCollinsMusic or go to www.RayCollinsMusic.com. Let him know that Rory D, the Vanilla Gorilla, here at Radio Rebel Gale sent you. And while we're on the subject of Northern Ireland, I thought I would step over to the news desk of DJ Mick Bossy, who's going to read aloud some news about what's going on.
Dublin City Council on the 8th of September adopted an historic motion calling for the banning of the use of plastic bullets in the six counties. The motion, which was proposed by Airgy activist councillor Louise Minahan, received the unanimous backing of Ireland's largest council. Indeed, such was the support for the motion that no debate or discussion was required prior to voting. The motion stated that this council notes with deep concern the firing of plastic bullets by the PSNI in Belfast on July 13th and August 31st, 2009. These lethal weapons have already killed 17 Irish citizens and injured and maimed countless others. This council calls for the immediate banning of the use of plastic bullets under any circumstances in the six counties before they cause further injury or death. Having been adopted by Dublin City Council, the motion will now be circulated to all county and city councils in the 26 counties, providing each of these councils with the opportunity to follow the lead of Dublin City. Also in the news, on the 9th of September, there was a protest in Drogheda. Republicans held a protest at the Bridge of Peace to call for the immediate release of Republicans Colin Duffy and Brian Shivers on Wednesday, the 9th of September. The protest, which was organized by Dalek Independent Republicans, called for an end to internment by remand and an end to the 28-day detention. In a response issued to one of the organizers of the protest, Colin's family said, "We really appreciate your efforts in highlighting Colin's case, as well as that of Brian Shivers. We will therefore give a commitment to support any future events and ask if it may be possible to discuss the family's campaign with yourselves over the coming weeks. We have made Colin and Brian aware of the protests you held, and they send their thanks." Colin's family position from the outset has been that the plight of all Republican prisoners needs to be highlighted. Your protest last night reflected this position, and we commend you for it. For more information, please visit friendsofcolinduffy.com. There's a lot of information on that website regarding the 28-day detention and internment by remand and basically everything that's happened to him since he has been imprisoned. Also in the news, just a reminder, courtesy of the IRSM and the IRSCNA, the Starry Plough magazine number 2 is printed and ready for distribution. The issue contains details about the ongoing debate around the 1981 hunger strike controversy, reports on the Irish Republican Socialist Committees of North America and Republican Socialist Youth Movement conferences, and Board Snips report, the drug scourge, and the first of a two-part special on the 40th anniversary of the Northern Ireland Civil Rights Association, among other articles and letters. If you would like a copy or want further information, please contact the Starry Plough via email at starryplough@gmail.com. Also, another reminder about the ongoing IRSCNA book drive. The Irish Republican Socialist Committees of North America are again calling for book donations for the Republican Socialist Youth Movement. Suggested topics include Irish history, political theory, Irish language, Marxism, national liberation, Cuba, any Republican literature, Venezuela, books on the working class struggles and workers' unions, the Russian Revolution, prison struggles, the Connolly Column and the Spanish Civil War, anti-imperialism, books on the Spanish language, and so on. Peter Beresford Ellis's A History of the Irish Working Class, excuse me, and the in-law deadly divisions are especially requested. The Republican Socialist Youth Movement is the youth wing of the Irish Republican Socialist Party and is active in all four provinces of Ireland. The Republican Socialist Youth Movement has recently grown very quickly and is more active than ever before, intervening in political struggles as well as class and ideological struggle. They comprise the only proletarian socialist youth wing within the National Liberation Forces of Ireland. If you can help the Republican Socialist Youth, please email tj@irsm.org. And that's the news.
Oh, there was a little beggar on the Goldman County town, and wherever he had a job and work, he's willing to sit down. With his bundle on his shoulder, he tickled in his hand, and it's down the country, and he'll be home and journey man.
Well, I've been to every corner of this country of ours, through long train journeys and driving for hours. Yeah, I'll go anywhere for a chance to perform, and if we drive through your town, you get a beat from your horn, cause my passion runs deep and it raises my spirits. So I thought of time that I put it down in me lyrics. When I'm playing in the local bills or in the beginning, spreading me wings across and over border divisions, just cutting through towns like the soldier making decisions to reach me destination where I'm hitting and grinning. We've succeeded in me own eyes, achieving me goal so far, and I'm glad I did before I'm too old to be able to pick up the mic and just give a socks. When that day comes, it'll be such a pox. No intentions of you quitting anytime soon. Can't see myself stopping doing tunes in me room. So get used to it, we'll be around for the near future. Even if we've been away, cause I'm a trooper. When I do retire, I'll probably take up some duty. I'll teach Sasha how to operate the home studio. I've been all over Ireland, from the north and down to the south, from the east to the west, and I've tried to be best, but the digging there isn't the melt. A long time I have been rolling in country and town, but at the end of the day, we'll regret the best we had in the place where I'm settling down.
Unbelievable, unbelievable. We never would have thought being a rapper was achievable for a lad from the home of Dáil Éireann. With the proof, it doesn't matter what you're wearing. Clothes don't make it, it's all about attitude. Then we've got cash, but take it all with gratitude. Thanks, coin tour, you're the decent sort. It's only good things about you or a part. We'll be back any time, the jizz are willing to have me. Played in the point, the whole bleeding crowd grabbed me. Not to stab me, but thanks be the Jesus. Or give us a concussion, or cuts, or grazes. All that they wanted to say was fair play, and let me know I did a decent job on the stage. I tell you, that's the type of thing that makes your night once more. It reminds you the reason that you're doing it for.
Though we've been all over Ireland, from the north and down to the south, from the east to the west, and I'm sure I did me best, but the digging there isn't the melt. A long time I have been rolling in country and town, but at the end of the day we regret the best we had in the place where I'm settling down.
It's all about the love of the gig and entertaining the masses. When it comes to doing tunes, man, there's no classes. Fluff goes up me from 8 to 80. Followed us for years, or a Johnny come lately. Fan of your aunt, same difference to me. If anyone gets it, we feel with glee. Talk to me and you see, I'm as normal as the next bloke. I like a few good scoops and a good joke. I like a good night in for a good poke. 10 pence into me is a good smoke. They're corrosive to your lungs like a glass of coke. With a penny inside being stripped, so give up your ill sins like the kids say. You might wake up dead the very next day. Don't regret when you're old what you never did. More people should listen to their inner kids.
We've been all over Ireland, from the north and down to the south, from the east to the west, and I'm sure it'd be best, but the digging there isn't the melt. A long time I have been rolling in country and town, but at the end of the day we regret the mess we had in the place where I'm settling down. So we've been all over Ireland, from the north and down to the south, from the east to the west, and I'm sure it'd be best, but the digging there isn't the melt. A long time I have been rolling in country and town, but at the end of the day we regret the mess we had in the place where I'm settling down.
Cross-dressing imposter. For a fool of mine, you've done quite well. Now I'll take me flute and send you to hell.
If this is to be Puss' last stand, you'll have to take this flute from me cold, dead hand.
I'll take it from you, homie. You'll see. Because you know, Dalep,
is the real OG.
And I'm dumb, collie green blood. I've been with a few horses, but I'm defo long stood. Get it into your man, sure, why not? It's all good, I wouldn't usually, but with beer goggles on, I defo would. Now for the last week or so, the weather's been a bit crazy. Half the day it's sunny, out the other half it's raining. But I'm not complaining, cause it hasn't really affected me. I've been in my shed recording on my debut CD, which is exactly what right now you're listening to. Yeah. If you don't like it, just press stop, it's easy to do. You won't be neglected if you choose to listen on. Expect the unexpected, next up's the whistle song. Yeah, right, what you seem to have is wishful taken. So that's about as likely as me giving up drinking. And this doesn't seem to be happening anytime soon, I've an idea. Let's go to the pub for the afternoon. Storyboard, pretending now I'm off from the hood. But I'm from Dublin and I have green blood. You might be right. I think I'm no good, but I don't care, cause I don't do what I should. Storyboard, I tell you now I'm off from the hood. But I'm from Dublin and I have green blood. You might be right if you think I'm no good, but I don't care, cause I don't do what I should.
When I was young, people asked me, what do you want to be, Alan? What are you interested in? Have you any special talents? At the time I didn't know, my life was very unbalanced, but now I'm focused. Laser sharp, big man, it moves talents. Music is the only thing I have a passion for. I'm not interested in fashion, boy, me jocks are done stars. Nothing wrong with that, as good as any calf, as long as you don't strangle it off. I feel you talking like a chipmunk called Alvin. For 2.5 years now, we've been back in employment. Me money keeps running out, so I'm still not enjoying it. I've been the lab of a pen and a pad, but this label is stuck. I'm trying to get me head together, but me rhymes are all muck. So maybe I'll get somewhere working on me home studio. It's not mine and I've only 6 weeks left of using it, so I'll have to take advantage of the time that I have. Get me rhymes, I'm being completely ushy to being not bad.
Storyboard, I tell you now I'm not from the hood. But I'm from Dublin and I have green blood. You might be right if you think I'm no good, but I don't care, cause I don't do what I should. Storyboard, I tell you now I'm not from the hood. But I'm from Dublin and I have green blood. You might be right if you think I'm no good, but I don't care, cause I don't do what I should.
Hold on, I can be a bit moody. Worse than the blue hair thin. More than a elf, I'm feeling broody. Where I buy myself just like she was on Richard and Judy. Don't excuse me, I'm just used to being used usually. And I never bothered if you want to abuse me. But don't peruse me, you'll probably find a quattro with doobie. If you're a tasty motto, what did you try and use me? You'll think you feel me, but I know that you're just a groupie. Not my fault, if we store, I can't help it, I'm selfish. Ripping a piss for the entire, leave me own benefit. Prefer peace and quiet, more than all out riots. But I was brought up wooden spoon in hand, and I don't deny it, honestly, beyond blameless. And me attack is so shameless, it's dangerous to get involved in what I want to leave you faceless. Rip it off verbally, in an early year I rambled on and uncertainty, but certainly found a use for it eventually.
Sorry, boy, I tell you now I'm off from the board. But I'm from Dublin and I have green blood. You might be think I'm no good, but I don't care, cause I don't do what I should. Storyboard, I tell you now I'm not from the hood. But I'm from Dublin and I have green blood. You might be right if you think I'm no good, but I don't care, cause I don't do what I should. Storyboard, I tell you now I'm not from the hood. But I'm from Dublin and I have green blood. You might be right if you think I'm no good, but I don't care, cause I don't do what I should. Storyboard, I tell you now I'm not from the hood. But I'm from Dublin and I have green blood. You might be right if you think I'm no good, but I don't care, cause I don't do what I should.
Me name is Jack O'Brien, step up a bit of stuff up a float. I'm chillin' 10 men on my chain, they didn't have a home. They auctioned women on the shore, they put the numbers on their backs. The only hard I ever saw saluted the Union Jack. What me name is Jack O'Brien, I am a man of iron. I ain't no Sydney Sandstone, me name is Jack O'Brien. Hey, keep your heads down, me boys, I cut you no slack. Let's step to that triangle that carved up your bloody back. Let's hope in liberty as a heard Castle Hill and a chancellor level with Reagan and Iron Will. Well, me name is Jack O'Brien, I am the man of iron. I ain't no Sydney Sandstone, me name is Jack O'Brien. To avoid that cursed lash. All the time thinking, but I can make you dash. As the letterman will tell ya, history's not made in months and days. But what you can do in a blink of an eye when a chance comes your way. Well, me name is Jack O'Brien, I am a man of iron. I ain't no Sydney Sandstone, me name is Jack O'Brien. But that Sean Briley, in a place as stuck as hell. That shovel's through the musket as that red coat would tell. But them men don't talk that much, and if you need yell, Jack O'Brien hit a scrub like a whippet on a smell. But me name is Jack O'Brien, I am a man of iron. I
That was McAlpine Fusiliers with their latest full-length debut CD, Sons and Daughters of the Soil. And what can I say? Brilliant music by a brilliant Aussie Celtic rock band. Brilliant Finnian folk music from down under, giving us powerful Celtic thunder. McAlpine Fusiliers with one of my favorites, hope you feel the same way, Jack O'Brien, tribute to an Aussie Finnian and Bush Ranger who fought against the Anglophile British hierarchy down under. But right before that, we had Dublin native now rapping from the streets of Cork, Collie, with Green Blood. And right before that, Ramblin' Journeyman, also by Collie, a great Dublin hip-hop artist, now living in Cork. Now I want to play some Terry Mosteen, a great folk musician from the streets of Jersey, and this is a tribute to Robert Emmett.
As I stand here on the gallows, taking my last look at life, hear the pounding of a funeral drum, hear the sweet sound of the pipes. Now the nooses have been neatly set, in the distance can't you hear? Voices of the fathers gone before, now me boys, the time grows near. So stand tall, you gallant men, and show them all no fear. And we'll gather at St. Peter's Gate, standing guard, no English here. Now I watched them steal, I've watched them rob from every single man, taking everything and left behind no land for Ireland. Now you call me Irish rebel, I had enough, I took a stand. Comrades, don't feel sad for me, now the task is in your hand. So stand tall, you gallant men, and show them all no fear. And we'll gather at St. Peter's Gate, standing guard, no English here. As I stand here on the gallows, taking my last breath of life, sure as the sun will shine on Irish skies, I'll be standing guard tonight. Standing guard tonight. Well, I'll be standing guard tonight.
If it wasn't for the love of his right. cooking in the kitchen, you'd be wasting your time. She's out there organizing on that picket line, a source of inspiration, a sister through and through. She don't want second best, only first class will do. Where would he be, the sensitive rebel boy, if it wasn't for the support of his strong will, pride and joy? Where would he be when his mind's all in a whirl, if it wasn't for the love of his radical rebel girl? Don't you know it was love at first sight when he saw her standing there with her little arm alight, Christian Dior combat jacket and her velvet black beret, her Foster brand sunglasses, he just stole his heart away. Where would he be, the sensitive rebel boy, if it wasn't for the support of his strong will, pride and joy? Of his strong will, pride and joy. Where would he be when his mind's all in a whirl, if it wasn't for the love of his radical rebel girl?
Black and white. rebellion rotten down to the core. Seeing dark days daily and promise, feeling fear of job, Robin Hoods and immigrants and queers. So they prayed and they picket to life and liberty against the tyranny of the masses, the unwashed and the dirty.
That was Denim Boot Ponies, man. They kind of proving us. They proving us. They teaching us. They learning us good. That honky-tonk, high-burning honky-tonk and country twang don't have to be coming from a goddamn right-wing redneck. Denim Boot Ponies here to prove that. And right before that, that great song you heard was Denim Boot Ponies from New Brunswick, New Jersey, doing Wah Boo Hoo. It's a song about political whiners, political bitches, more or less. Right before that, it was Radical Rebel Girl by Ray Collins, well-known Belfast rebel musician, also proven, letting us know that a country honky-tonk sound can definitely be truly rebellious. Doesn't have to be redneck. Doesn't have to be the music coming from a shit-kicker. But, Wah Boo Hoo. Let me go to the website. You can go yourself if you want. www.myspace.com/yourbasicbluedenimbootponies. And according to the band, the song you just heard, Wah Boo Hoo. All right, you cowboy punk rock socialists, come on over here to this side of the room. All right, all the rest of y'all, coming over here too. Oh, hell. Such is the life of the Denim Boot Ponies. Here on the front lines of the Cham Offensive, or rather the Charm Offensive, rather. Emphasis on the offensive part. Winning friends and influencing people is never an easy task, so we found. Sometimes it's tough to be willing to take a stand. Sometimes it's tough to take an unpopular stand. Sometimes it's tough to take a stand on something that means you're standing alone. And sometimes it's tough to be willing to take a stand that not only leaves you standing alone, but downright makes enemies of the folks who normally are okay with you. And then there's us. Get over it. Nobody cares. Not to say that's a bad thing or even negative at all. It's just things as it is. I realize, they say, that there ain't a whole passel of people who would normally fit into that alternative country fan category. And there ain't a whole lot of people who admit to being socialists, especially now that we're almost back to the McCarthy era of red baiting. And there were never too many of us who came from legit first-generation punk bands and live to tell the story, and even fewer who can tell the story without blushing. So let me do the math. Let me do the math real quick here. Let's see. Carry the knot. That leaves two, maybe three or four on the good day. But you know, it's okay. To paraphrase an old lead singer of mine, we're Denim Boot Ponies and we're proud of it. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, that was from the punk era band called the Snots. But anyway, like I said, we're pretty much back into the Red Menace territory once again, thanks to those who refer to themselves as Tea Party Patriots, Republicans, Democrats, who are so afraid of being called socialist that they'll do just about anything, even vote for a war, given the opportunity to prove that they're, well, basically not pussies or fags or something. And the Dems are about as red as the Republicans. They just get their pockets lined by a different crowd, whom in return line the pockets of other folks in order to keep the almighty dollar where it belongs, in a position of not just being the almighty dollar, but the fucking almighty himself. Everybody's so damn self-righteous these days, and whining when they don't get their own way, and busy separating themselves from everybody else while simultaneously making sure that they are absolute carbon copies of everybody and everything that's popular, inoffensive, politically correct, but most of not what's worth sticking your neck out for, because that would actually entail some sort of effort, and most of all, risk. And if it don't work out for you, you can always blame it on somebody else. Wise words indeed, coming directly from the band you just heard, Denim Boot Ponies. Part of the song, I'm reading the lyrics to you, it goes, I saw me some rebels today, sad to say on the t-shirt it wasn't Shea. I believe, they think they got a cause, except their thinking in the face was Rush Limbaugh's. Disrupting, demonstrating, but all unharmed, waging a war of wits with one side unarmed. Wah, boo-hoo, you feel so sorry for you. Dirty jobs are for someone else to do. Hearts busy bleeding for the bears and the bees. Only set they got is the nuts hugging trees. Wah, boo-hoo, what's a buddy to do? So many wrongs to be righted and foes fighted too. Can't man the barricades or soil J. Crew. Can't save the world surfing the web. Wah, boo-hoo. Wise words indeed. Now that I've rambled on a bit, letting you know about the crazy world of the Denim Boot Ponies. Right before that, of course, it was Ray Collins with Radical Rebel Girl. And before that, The Ballad of Robert Emmett, A True Irish Patriot by a New Jersey folk musician I'm proud to play here, Terry Mosteen. Now we're going to close the show with some great Celtic rock rockers, Celtic rock musicians from the streets of Northside Dublin, Ballymoon to be exact, with a definite mod influence, kind of like the Jam meets the Wolftones. Ballymoon Boot Boys with a great song called Dear Departing One. Thank you for listening. It's been the weather, men. The weather's been fair, sometimes turbulent, sometimes stormy, but my forecast was true, wasn't it? I did give you a good forecast of Irish Rebel Lightning and Celtic Thunder coming from down under and all around the world with that rebel flag unfurled. Thank you for listening to Ballymoon Boot Boys and everybody else here at Radio Rebel Gale.
'60s said, or maybe something that I read. Find your future in the past, make something that will last. And so the story goes, he married young and raised a family. Then leaving Dolphin's Bond, they sailed across the sea. Living the best of his days, giving up the ghost to old age. Don't forget, don't let go. History waits for the man who told. The times will tell and people know. Suddenly they're gone. Now it's time to write their song for me.